USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An increasing number of Republican senators say they oppose holding an impeachment trial for former President Trump. Senator Marco Rubio, Republican from Florida, said the upcoming trial of Trump is counterproductive, stupid, and harmful for the United States. Another President Biden executive order will take steps on Monday to harness the purchasing power of the United States government, the world's largest single buyer, to increase domestic manufacturing and create markets for new technologies. China overtook the United States as the world top manufacturer in 2010 and was responsible for 28% of global output in 2018, according to the United Nations data. The Biden administration has proposed a five-year extension of the treaty constraining the United States and Russian nuclear arsenals. The Biden team also wants the Russians to help with an investigation into the massive Russian-leaked cyber attack on several U.S. government departments and have demanded the release of Russian leading opposition figure Alexei Navalny. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Let's take a look where Washington, D.C. is at right now when it comes to COVID relief funds for hurting Americans. USA Radio News Dan Araki has more.
Lawmakers are looking at passing another round of coronavirus relief, with Senator Bernie Sanders calling for passing a measure through the reconciliation process, meaning it would only need 50 votes to get out of the Senate. Senator Ben Cardin says the Senate knows the American people want them to work together to get further COVID relief done. The Maryland Democrat tells Fox News that whatever they do, it has to be done in a bipartisan manner.
We recognize that the American people want us to deal with these issues and to listen to each other. So, yes, I think what is critically important is that we respond quickly. The urgency is there. Families are really hurting. Businesses are hurting. State and local government need help. The vaccine distribution needs to be more effective than it's been. So there's areas that have to be done quickly that we need to work with.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Super Bowl matchup for the 2020 season is now etched in stone. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the Green Bay Packers 31-26 to advance, representing the National Football Conference. The American Football Conference will be represented by the Kansas City Chiefs as they drop the Buffalo Bills 38-24. Both games were on Sunday.
You know, really, when BA got here last year, you know, there was a lot of great things that were happening and a lot of great young players. And, you know, I just loved, you know, made the decision and, you know, love coming to work every day with this group of guys. And they worked really hard to get to this point. And it's a tough game. Had a few tough games in a row. And the next one will be really tough, too. But we know what we're playing for. And we got 2 weeks to prepare. It's going to be a great opponent.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady.
You know, for me, I don't think about what it means for me. I do think about what it means for everyone else. And it's an amazing achievement. For BA, I'm so happy for him. The staff he put together, Coach Bowles, what Byron's done, what Keith's done, and you know, the whole coaching staff's put us in a great position for us to go out there and do our jobs well. And you know, it's taken a lot of different people over the course of the season on offense, defense, special teams to come through.
The Super Bowl will be in Tampa Bay, Florida, on February 7th, 6:30 p.m. Eastern on CBS. The All-Star Game, aka the Pro Bowl in the National Football League, has been canceled. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.